I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The late Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez liked to blame the U.S. for a lot of things. His chosen successor does too. This week, Nicolas Maduro expelled three American diplomats from the country, accusing them of working with the opposition to sabotage Venezuela's economy and power grid. The U.S. flatly denied the charge and expelled three Venezuelan diplomats in retaliation. But there is a U.S. connection of sorts to at least two of Venezuela's more vexing economic woes: runaway inflation and the scarcity of goods. Reporter Cy Adler explains from Caracas.
In 2007, Jose Rafael purchased a used Chevy truck for about $3,200. Today, he could sell that truck for nearly $24,000.
But it always happens. It's the only country that you can buy something and you can use it, and the next day it costs more.
He's not exaggerating. In August, Venezuela's yearly inflation hit more than 45%. Its scarcity index jumped to 20%, which means that one in five products have disappeared from store shelves. La crisis, as it's being called, has been brought on by a myriad of factors. Its consequences are apparent at El Rincón de Isabel, a family-owned restaurant in the regional capital of Mérida. Señora Torres is the family matriarch.
Un año atrás, imagínese, está en 45, 55 bolívares, ya va en 120.
A year ago, imagine a pound of beef cost $3 or $4. Now it costs $9. A year ago, you were able to find ingredients at the supermarket, at any supermarket. Now we have to go from store to store looking for ingredients.
Here's the problem. Venezuela imports 70% of the food it consumes. With its currency, the bolívar, all but worthless internationally, importing food and other goods requires U.S. dollars. The exchange rate is strictly controlled by the Venezuelan government, which also limits the amount of U.S. dollars that people can buy. This dearth of dollars has led to a thriving black market. Good news for underground money changer Rafael Trujillo.
Esto se ha presentado hace 10 años. Ya tenemos la situación cambiaria de Venezuela.
This has been going on for 10 years now here in Venezuela, he says. Getting dollars legally through the government is very difficult for business owners, so they get them on the black market. The official exchange rate remains at 6.3 bolivares to the dollar. The black market value is about 40. It's expected to hit 50 or 60 by December. And as economist Luis Zambrano explains, it's the black market, not the government exchange rate, that's setting prices.
Es el ancla de los precios, a donde la gente crea que va a estar el paralelo.
Where people believe the value of the dollar is going to be, the rate at which they think it's going to increase in value, this is the rate at which inflation increases. With faith in the bolivar dropping and speculation on the U.S. dollar rising, importers are required to spend more to bring products into the country. Those higher costs trickle down to restaurant owners, to shopkeepers, and to average Venezuelans. Carlos Lopez, a young professional in Caracas, says his monthly grocery bill nearly quadrupled in the past 8 months alone, and he's had to find a second job just to break even.
La verdad, yo no estoy muy esperanzado.
He says, the truth is I'm not very hopeful. I don't have many plans for the future, because as I've explained, the inflation does not allow for such plans. Sometimes it feels like Venezuela doesn't have much to offer me. This sense of disenchantment and hopelessness is spreading fast. Just over 6 months after the death of Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's socialist dream seems to be in jeopardy. If the government doesn't get some grease on the tracks quickly, the Chavista revolution may just come to a sudden and screeching halt. For The World, I'm Cy Adler, Caracas, Venezuela.